Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Rabbi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir Chilmechel, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. Today we are in Tehillim Kuf Yud Ches, and so we begin as follows: Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov Ki Le'olam Chasdo. Give thanks to Hashem because everything's good. There's always a thanks to Hashem. Hashem's always good, and He does everything forever. His Chesed is there all the time. Yomar No Yisrael Ki Le'olam Chasdo. So let Am Yisrael, says the Medrash, go over the kindness that Hashem gave to them when He took us out of Mitzrayim and took care of us in the desert for 40 years. Because the whole world is His chesed. According to Radak, it's David HaMelech who's speaking. Now that I'm king, Am Yisrael has a reason to praise Hashem's chesed. Even during Shaul HaMelech, I was the protector. But how much more so can I be the defender? Yomar No Yisrael. Why? Because Kili Olam Chasdo. So two different opinions as to how to look at the Yomar No Yisrael. Yomar No Beisaron Kili Olam Chasdo. David HaMelech adds that the Kohanim suffered by Shaul HaMelech because he destroyed Nov Ira Kohanim. And so Bnei Aaron certainly have to offer thanks to Hashem for his chesed. And the Radak says in the future, Bnei Aaron also will have a reason to rejoice because at the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, they lost their opportunity. So when they get the chance to see the ingathering and the reconstruction, they'll be able to say, Kili Olam Chasdo. Those who fear Hashem should say, His kindness is forever. They have a reason to rejoice at royal power. And similarly, at the time of Mashiach, Am Yisrael will thank Hashem for taking them from the need to fear and enable them to concentrate on the fear of Hashem. Min ha-meitzar karasi ka anani ba-merchavya. So from the streets I call out to Hashem. And although a Jew is in exile, Hashem, where the name of Hashem is limited, we call out in the different in the difficult days of the Meitzar of Mitzrayim, and we just like Hashem responded when we called out to Him, so we have to plead to Him in distress. And that's a nice description of David HaMelech's credo: don't be discouraged by the burdens of life, for every frustrating situation is actually a call out from Hashem. Hashem li lo ira. Hashem is with me. I have nothing to fear. So Hashem is Himself an infinite power. He's the source of all power. And so therefore, what could there be? What kind of fear can there be? Mayasa li adam. No individual has an ability to harm me, says the Radak. Even an entire nation can't overwhelm me or tear me away from my faith. Hashem li be'ozrei. Hashem is with me through my helpers. I had many helpers, but I put confidence in them only because Hashem is with me. And therefore I can face my enemies. When Hashem comes to my aid, I witness the downfall of my enemies in any way I desire, says the Radak. It's better to take refuge in Hashem than to rely on man. It's a good thing to take refuge in Hashem than to rely on noble people. Sabuni gam svavuni, kogoyim svavuni b'shem Hashem ki amilam. All the nations surround me in the name of Hashem. I cut them down. Sabuni gam svavuni b'shem Hashem ki amilam. They come around me, and they circle me in the name of Hashem. I cut them down. In other words, there was a time in the past in David's life. The first was when he went to Achish Melech Gad, and he was surrounded by enemies, and he faked being crazy until Achish had him driven away. And the second time came when the Amalekim came and surrounded Ziklag and burnt it to the ground. And they took David's wives and his family. And David HaMelech again used the efforts from Evyasar, HaKohen Gadol, and the Urim V'Tumim. And Hashem said, don't worry, you'll cut down the enemy. The second time, Sabuni, Gam Sabuni, that refers to the Gog Magog. And the point over here is that the enemy will surround him three times. Gog Magog will attack Am Yisrael three times and will go up against Yerushalayim, even like Sanherib went up against and Nebuchadnezzar, right? And Sabuni Kedvorim, they'll encircle me like bees. The Medrash comments over here that just like a bee gathers honey for the master, so Hashem's going to gather all the nations and bring them to go up against Yerushalayim in the future. And Doachu Kesh Kotzim, they're extinguished as the fire does thorns. When dried out thorns get lit up, the fire blazes right away, and then it goes out and it dies out. Dachu Dechisani Limpol V'Hashem Azarani. Hashem, you pushed me hard that I should falter, but Hashem, you assisted me. Ozi Vizimraska Vahili Yeshua. You are my strength and my song, and you've been my Yeshua. Kori Nabi Shua Baalei Tzadikim, the sound of rejoicing is in the tent of the Tzadikim. And when Hashem's right hand does for the sake of his people, then the tzaddikim respond with the sounds of rejoicing. Yimin Hashem osa chayo. Hashem's right hand does proceed with chayo. Yimin Hashem romeim. Hashem's right hand is raised triumphantly. That since Hashem was created with the right hand, Yimin Hashem osa chayo. Hashem does so valiantly. Lo amus ki achyev asaper maseka. I will survive the murder attempts of my enemies. And I will live to talk about Hashem. Yasor Yisrani Ka, Hashem gave me a lot of Musar, but La Mavis Lonasani never gave me death. Piskuli Shari Tzedek Ovova Modeka. So open the gates of righteousness, right? And I will go into them. If the tzaddikim, if a tzaddik is deserving, says Rav Yosef Cairo, right? If a tzaddik deserves, then the gates of Shemayim get opened to him by Hashem's command. And you don't even have to ask. And unfortunately, if a righteous person is undeserving, how do you expect pleading to help? So the Berdichever, the Kedushas Levi, explains that the yearning of the righteous person is to go to new heights of Kedusha and devotion. So when he gets to piety, he remains unsatisfied, and he tries to get closer to Hashem. And so it's that yearning that allows the certain doors that would otherwise be locked. Zeh Ashar La Hashem, Tzadikim Yavo Vo. One gate is reserved only for the Tzadikim. That's the gate of Shira. Those who go in there fill their mouths with words of appreciation for Hashem's kindness. And that Rashi identifies this as the gate of the Beis HaMikdash, which leads to Beis Hashem. When the Galus is over, Tzadikim will go through that gate and they'll thank Hashem in the process. Otcha, I thank you, Hashem, Kani Sani Batili Lishua. You answered me, and you became my salvation. And the suffering itself, according to the Medrash, is the salvation, right? Sometimes we go through the suffering, and it makes us stronger. The stone, which the builders despised, that became the cornerstone. David HaMelech was rejected by his own father and brothers. And sometimes that's what happens to us, that we think that that's the biggest craziness in the world. I was just noticing yesterday in a Sefer where they told the story of a group of Kohanim. There is a certain belief system that if 300 Kohanim would go around, if 300 Kohanim would go around Har HaZeisim on Sukkot, then and would give Birkas Kohanim from Har HaZeisim, Mashiach would come right away. So the question was asked, why is it, if it's only 300 Kohanim, why aren't we doing this all the time from Har HaZeisim? So Rav Haigon was asked this question, and apparently he had a minhag to come from Bavel every single year on Sukkot. And so he would walk, there would be a gap of 100 amma in front of him, 100 amma behind him, and the group in front of him contained all these fancy Kohanim people with fancy wearing fancy outfits to show off that they were Kohanim. So somebody went up to Rav Haigon and asked him, why is it that you walk with such a gap between you and the people in front of you and the people behind you? So he explained that he goes and he needs to be, you know, when he's walking around, he comes with Elio HaNavi. And Elio HaNavi told him that you see all those people in front of you? He says, yeah. He says, I want you to know that one of them are Kohanim except for one. He says, what does that mean? He says, that means that all of them think they're Kohanim, but if they checked their lineage, they'd see it was tainted. Except for the one guy in the back, who the others make fun of, who's bald, and he unfortunately walks with a limp, and he's blind in one eye, and they all make fun of him and call him Gimpy. And so he says, that guy, he's the only Kohen Miuchas. It's the Evan Maso Abonim, the other Kohanim, they despise him, and Haisa the Rosh Pina, he'll be something great. This comes from Hashem. When David HaMelech was appointed by Shmuel, so that's then everyone realized that was Hashem's doing. And it's a wondrous thing. When David was amazed when he went right up to Gedula, he was involved in the most menial tasks, and now he was raised up. So this is the day Hashem made. We should certainly rejoice and be happy in it. In the future, it's going to be obvious that the events are transpiring are supernatural. Ana Hashem Oshiana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana. First, we ask Hashem save us from the negative influences. Then we say, Hashem, help us have Hatzlacha. Baruch haba b'shem Hashem. Blessed be the ones who come in the name of Hashem. Beirachnuchem, Beis Hashem. We give you a bracha from the house of Hashem. El Hashem, Vayar Lanu. Hashem is the God. He illuminated from us. Hashem, the galus is equated with darkness, and Hashem provided the light. And so that's what we daven every day. Our chadash al Tzion Tayer, that we look for a new light on Tzion, so that we should benefit from it. Isru Chag, binding the korban achag with cords, right, tying the animal with ropes, and then bringing it to the mizbeach. You're my God, and I will offer you Hodah. As opposed to the animal gets bound to the altar. Man, on the other hand, escapes it, and he's able to get a free spirit of celebration. So when the light of the Geula will shine upon Am Yisrael, and the Jews will come to the Beis HaMikdash, they will say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're our God, and we will offer thanksgiving. And you're the God of, you're my God, and I will exalt you. In this situation, Hodu Hashem Kitov Ki Liolam Chasdo. We go back and we say Hodu Hashem Kitov. We have to offer the thanksgiving in these psukim, and we will say in the beginning and in the end, it's all about the Hoda. If we make it our business to offer it, only great things will result. And with that, we close out the Hallel. And Bezos Hashem, tomorrow we'll take on the longest of the Prakim in all of Tanakh. When we study Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes, everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.